In response to coronavirus concerns, organizations in central Pennsylvania are finding new ways to make sure vulnerable members of the community get fed. WPSU's Emily Reddy talked with two organizations in Center County about what they're doing differently.
When I first reached State College Area Meals on Wheels Executive Director Sue Lynn Schiller on the phone, she's too busy to talk.
We just came back from Sam's Club. We're getting the emergency groceries unloaded. So could you call me back in like 10 minutes? Is that okay?
Meals on Wheels usually provides a hot and a cold meal 5 days a week to about 150 State College Area residents who are elderly or have a disability. But starting on Monday, Schiller says they're going to do things differently.
We are switching on Monday to delivering one time a week, and each client will get 5 frozen meals and a bag of groceries in place of the cold meals.
Schiller says the changes will cost about $25 more per person per week. About 150 volunteers usually help create and deliver the meals, but they're making do with fewer, since many of the volunteers are older and therefore more vulnerable to coronavirus. They also want fewer hands on the food, and they're washing their hands more and taking other steps.
We have always cleaned our delivery bags. Now we're deep sanitizing them.
They're also sanitizing doorknobs and doorbells. And Schiller says that means they need some hard-to-find supplies.
We are desperately in search of hand sanitizer and wipes.
They may also add toilet paper to deliveries because clients are asking for it. They currently have enough volunteers, but they're taking names and contact information in case they need backups.
Right now, it seems like we might have enough volunteers to do the deliveries, but if the virus becomes an issue in the community, those numbers will change.
Schiller says they put out a call for loaner freezers on Monday and had 4 by Tuesday.
I think the most remarkable thing about all of this is the response from the community. State College is truly an amazing community. People care about their neighbors. People are passionate about helping.
There's a box outside of Grace Lutheran Church in State College where people can leave donations. They're also accepting cash donations on their website. Mel Curtis is in charge of the YMCA of Center County's anti-hunger program, which is gearing up as everything else at the Y is shutting down. The program is giving out meals to children in need who aren't getting their normal weekday lunches now that schools are closed.
Well, what they're getting is soup, macaroni and cheese for their lunch, and they'll get a fruit cup for their snacks. We've been giving out all the fresh fruit we've been getting, like apples and oranges, and they're getting granola bars.
They've set up drive-through locations to hand out the bags of food at the YMCAs in State College, Bellefonte, and Moshannon Valley on weekdays from noon to 1. They're planning to add 11 more pickup sites, including fire companies and schools. Curtis says the response to the feeding program from families has been very positive.
They're struggling. They don't know how they're going to feed their children and stuff like that. So from that standpoint, it's been all positive.
The USDA will cover some of the YMCA's costs, but Curtis says all of the feeding sites probably won't qualify for funding. He says that won't stop them.
We don't want any child being hungry. So what we're doing is the financial side, we're picking up the cost of all that to go in to feed those kids.
Curtis thinks they might eventually also have to start up their backpack program, where they send backpacks of food home with kids at the end of the week so they have something to eat over the weekend. The YMCA is accepting food donations at all Center County branches. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.